Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Today is Wednesday, so it's time for NFL talk. Today's recap of the NFL action is going to be all about quarterbacks. So the first thing of relevance is that the Kansas City Chiefs have locked down Matt Castle to a six-year deal worth more than $60 million. Good development, I think, for the Chiefs. They really struggled at that position, I think that getting Castle signed was a big priority for them. So, for better or for worse, I think he got a really fair deal. He's not making more than Tom Brady or the other top quarterbacks, but he is being recognized for his accomplishments last year, stepping in and taking over for old Tom there. So, it's been real interesting to see how the Matt Castle experiment plays out. In other quarterback news, sort of interesting, Brett Favre has now said he'll let the Vikings know by July 30th whether or not he's going to play for them. Right now, it seems like a foregone deal unless something really bizarre happens with his arm. And I wanted to rant a little bit about how much I dislike Brett Favre returning yet again to play after retiring and not retiring and so on and so forth. First of all, a lot of people out there probably think Brett Favre has the right to play if he feels he's able. And I don't dispute that in theory. I think that if a player thinks he's able-bodied and someone wants to pay him, and, you know, another team doesn't want him, it's all right for them to play. My problem is, I don't think that Brett Favre is motivated purely by this, you know, sort of gentleman's love for the game or anything like that. I think that Brett's return to the NFL has always been partially about getting revenge on Ted Thompson, GM of the Packers, and the team for letting him go before he felt he was ready. And I really feel that that's what's behind his move to the Vikings. Yes, there are some extenuating circumstances. I know that there are staff members on the Vikings who he's worked with before, and that it would be an easy system for him to adapt to. You can't certainly blame a guy for wanting to play with Adrian Peterson at the running back position. It takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. So, I mean, I do acknowledge those factors, but I think we're overlooking the larger picture here, or a lot of people are, when they try to defend his decision to come back. By picking the Minnesota Vikings, Brett Favre knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that going to a division rival, especially this particular division rival, was going to be a slap in the face to Green Bay. Now, I know he wants to stick it to the management there, but it's just really disheartening to see a guy who, you know, I used to think a lot of, be that callous towards a fan base who's done nothing but love him his entire career. Brett Favre, I think, is squandering a really rare opportunity, or has already squandered it, in my opinion. When he retired from the Packers, he was on the top of his game. He went out on a stellar season. He was maybe one bad throw away from going to the Super Bowl one last time. He could have retired on a high note with basically one team. Most guys don't get that gift in their career. And most importantly, he was really beloved by the fan base. Not just in Wisconsin, the Green Bay area, but, you know, all over the country. And I think when he looks back on this 15 or 20 years, if he has any self-awareness, he's going to realize that he's squandered his chance to be remembered not just as a football player, but as a good guy and a guy you want on your team, regardless of his performance. And he traded it away for one more year of glory and, you know, sort of a petty revenge scheme to get back at the people who he thought slighted him. So it's just real shame to see a guy go out like that. If he goes to the Vikings, I'm pretty sure he is. I'm just not going to be able to cheer for him this year. I don't want him to get injured or anything like that, but I will not be cheering the Vikings on at all. In fact, I'll be cheering for Green Bay and Chicago in that division. So those are my thoughts on Brett Favre. If you have any thoughts about that, you can hit me up. I have an email now. You can hit me up at jesse@rapidrecaps.com, and my name is spelled with an IE out there, people. So we'll see you tomorrow for Burnos Recap.